It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Natural disasters like the rain and floods that pounded Metro Detroit this week, they present a unique challenge for chief executives like Governor Rick Snyder. It isn't the slow work of trying to mend an economy, for example.
Where the model is understand the problem, then plan, implement, and adjust. With natural disasters, all of an administration's emergency planning is stress tested in real time with real life consequences. You know, Zoe, years ago, Governor John Engler told me that a big natural disaster is a governor's worst nightmare.
And there are certainly political consequences as well as the public measures how a chief executive is handling the situation. And with the November election just 2.5 months away, this was a really important week for Governor Snyder.
Indeed. And that's why when the magnitude of what was happening in Metro Detroit became clear, the governor cut short a trip to the Upper Peninsula, a trip that included a fundraising event in Marquette, and returned downstate to reassure people that he was aware and in charge.
Yeah, no repeat of last winter when he was criticized for not at first at least being visible during a really powerful ice storm.
And we should note the governor's Democratic challenger, Mark Schauer, well, people were also wondering where he was during that ice storm.
Right. So this week, Snyder flew in by helicopter, surveyed the damage, talked to the media.
And then there was this. The governor decided to try for a little empathy on WJR's The Frank Beckman Show.
Oh, I've been through a lot of things like that, Frank. We just recently had holes in our roof from a storm damage to our lake house in terms of, yeah, we have a vacation place, and we had a limb come down, put holes in the roof, had water running through the whole place. Those experiences are not pleasant ones, and had to take some trees down.
The nerd, going for the common touch, I feel your pain. But mentioning his million-dollar lake home, people just heard... Democrats made sure that interview was easy to find and widely circulated.
And Snyder said it on the radio. No one had to send someone with secret spy glasses to tape it.
The floods also presented a political opportunity for Snyder's Democratic challenger, Mark Schauer. After all, Schauer does have to explain to the public how he would handle a weather crisis. But as the Wicked Witch once said,
these things must be done delicately, or you hurt the staff.
And Schauer's opening was the disaster declaration. It's a necessary step to qualify for federal emergency assistance.
While the governor was gathering information and saying it was still too early to declare a disaster, Schauer called on the governor to hop to it and get it done, which later that same day, the governor did.
Now, of course, we have no idea if Mark Schauer's statement in any way contributed to the timing of the governor's declaration.
Because there's no doubt that at some point it was going to happen.
Right. But it did contribute to the timing of a statement from Michigan Republican Party Chairman Bobby Shostak blasting Schauer for being in West Michigan while the disaster was taking place.
And we also have no idea if prodding from the Republican chairman in any way contributed to the timing of Mark Schauer's decision to head over to Metro Detroit to have his picture taken assisting in cleanup efforts.
And we don't know if that has anything to do with the timing of Governor Snyder's trip to storm-damaged areas later this afternoon, where we'll no doubt see pictures of him assisting with the cleanup.
It is, in fact, for Mark Schauer and Rick Snyder, a part of the job interview. In the case of a governor, handling the crisis and campaigning on the crisis are entwined. They cannot be separated because people use it to judge how he's handling the job.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.